you want to be like political about this whole thing, you have to be like,
oh, PC, I mean,
yeah, just like kind of,
no,
we don't condone.
It's like you can keep, but you
neither promote this.
We condone everything. Is that better way to?
Yeah,
yeah, everything.
We think everything's grand.
Yeah,
killing, shoving Smarties up your arse,
eating people. Welcome to the first edition of Pupcast with me, Ross Shannon, and
me, Owen Shields. Did I say that right? Owen Shields.
Yeah, no. I wanted to go. My gag was going to be with me, Ross Shannon. I was going to say me, Ross Shannon, and I'm here with the 2008 Scaries Volunteer of the Year, yeah. Owen Shields.
Yeah, so I ruined it basically.
Yeah. Do you have any anecdotes about at the time?
Yeah,
you were a volunteer.
One or two.
But just kind of
here. I'm not saying there's. I'll do the classic scary speech about Morn View and say, because this is back in the day when I started first doing guitar lessons and I taught them in Morn View Community Centre. And it was volunteer work because Jesus Christ, I'm a top bloke. They do the classic scary speech. Now, you do get the odd couple there now in Morn View, but there's some people that are very nice. The ones near the seafront, they're nice people. Fuck's sake.
Morn View, it's an often misunderstood and controversial area of Skerries. Yeah. It's not like Compton or...
No.
It's a housing estate that at one time had its own section on the Skerries Wikipedia page.
Yeah, it did.
So many people kept editing.
Yeah, creatures that lived there and stuff.
I thought they were just talking about the Morn View Freedom Fighters.
Yeah.
Mainly. Are they still going?
I don't know. They spray painted something not so long ago over at
Square,
just down East past the All Rooms.
Right. What were they saying?
It's MVFF.
Just yeah, it is good. It is catchy.
Yeah, but the thing is, I remember when I was doing guitar lessons up there, I'd go up and I'd have to I'd do them after school, so around 4 o'clock. And I'd walk up and I'd be waiting there for them to open because it literally was the only... It was in the community centre and it was literally the only reason why they opened the community centre really most of the time. It was just need to do guitar lessons in there. And
fucking Owen Shields is coming.
Yeah. I think they might have renamed it.
Right.
But it was mostly grand, but then just the odd time because it was just... It's on the Morn View Green, so you just... see a lad walking past with a sledgehammer.
Really?
Yeah, at 4 o'clock, right after school. And do you be that's what lads are doing. Alright.
Is he knocking down a wall, in his.
He could have been.
Yeah, that's the main thing you use sledgehammers for.
Yeah.
Unless you're in a cartoon.
Yeah.
You're baiting somebody.
Yeah. But that was just. You just see things like that. Or kind of. Someone walking out of one gaff screaming and then just walking into another and just never seeing them ever again.
But no.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I didn't really. I thought I'd have to do the one unruly kid that kind of is extremely talented but needs to be tamed.
Yeah.
And I sit with them after school. I'm like, you really have something going here.
Yeah, go, don't
turn
away.
And then they're like, but Dad doesn't want me to do it. And then, yeah. I thought I was Michelle Pfeiffer for about a week.
In fucking Gangster's Paradise.
Yeah.
Or whatever that film's called.
Yeah. It's just something I was talking about with my brother yesterday. He was just talking about why in every Irish film there's always a character that can't believe anything. They was like, what? Or what, you're joking? What?
That is true.
There's always, you know what I mean? You'd see it in movies Commitments and stuff like that.
Well, obviously not already the other ones, but yeah, I think that goes for most Irish films.
Yeah.
People just disbelief anything abnormal.
Yeah. Yeah, emigration. Right, we're going to talk about emigration. I've written down...
Serious. What places you want to go?
Really, the only reason why anybody emigrates is to have cyber sex with the lads from home.
The lads?
Yeah, or people from home. No, lads from home, right?
Well, it depends.
Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, but whatever your persuasion is. I always say, you know when you see on Facebook people who are like, you know, they're working abroad and they'll put up a photo of them talking to their girlfriend on Skype. Tag the two of them.
I knew you took a photo.
And I was just like, just having a great Skype session with fucking Janine.
And one of them's always holding a dog.
Yeah.
It's like, nobody owns it.
And they're all cheating at each other. Dad's my words, not theirs.
It's a lad in a dog costume.
But no, my beef with Facebook at the moment is there's a lot of I seem to be friends with a lot of people. No, but the people who are just, you know, endlessly upbeat and positive.
Yeah.
Every single thing they post. I like to assume, because the thing you're supposed to assume is that they're actually dead inside.
Yeah.
That's out of front. And then I started thinking, maybe some of these people are actually that upbeat, like, because it's just relentless. And as well, I start getting queasy. The amount of people who put up Facebook photos that are taken in, like, brightly lit kitchens with loads of people. Like, usually I suppose for pre-drinks, but just like really bright kitchens. Like, I used to hate
sure, I might as well do on a sound test. These are actually.
I'm picking it up. Whatever. Milky Way Magic Stairs, why is there no branding on them?
Because they came in a box, like a Christmas style kind of thing.
Yeah, but still, like, they'd have
we're going to start eating now.
Yeah, well, I have to turn the recording level up so they pick it all up. Oh, mine has, like, sunglasses on, or a smile, or the sunglasses smiley, I'm not sure. On my diet. I wasn't spying on you. It came up in my news feed.
Oh yeah.
Alright. You left the you posted the Juggalo documentary on Simon Kirk's page.
Yeah, it's good.
I heard about I remember they talked about Juggalos and Tell 'em Steve Day before, and like I know there's your man and I always
talk about other podcasts.
Yeah. And then there's your man, always Sonny, he's a juggler.
Yeah.
And
the thing is, I'm very fascinated by them because.
Well, just explain that. It's a.
Oh, a juggalo is. It's a fan. It's like a genre of. Well, like the genre of music that they listen to is called horrorcore.
Yeah.
And they have like their own kind of. It's like a culture nearly.
They're mainly fans based around the band Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah, Insane Clown.
But it generally covers like all the other people on their label, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
How would you describe it? I've never made it through an Insane Clown Posse song.
It's hip hop. Yeah. But it's
It always seems like hip hop and like metal clothes.
And lyrically it's very, very violent.
Yeah. I think the only song I did listen to was the Jack White produced the song on Paramore. Because you know the way his thing on. Yeah, I know. You know the way on his thing on Third Man Records is like he's nearby, like he was touring there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He records a song. Yeah. He's recorded like Tom Jones and.
Yeah, yeah.
He's recorded like a ton of people.
Yeah, he's done hip hop stuff.
But he did like this Mozart. They did a Mozart piece. The Insane Clown Posse like rapped over it. Is the same guy? Is it mainly like two rappers?
Yes, yeah, two lads.
It's like a chunky guy.
Yeah, there's one. Yeah, his name. One of the lads' name is like Psycho J or something. Or fucking. No, it's like Violent J.
Isn't it Psychopathic Records? Isn't it? I think it's the record label. Don't look it up. But yeah, that documentary, it's like a 20-minute documentary, American Juggalo.
Yeah.
It's called. And I was just interviewing the fans.
Yeah.
But I'll be honest, I didn't watch all of it because it's just so goddamn crusty.
That's it. It is just like, I just love the fashion, like not necessarily the makeup they wear. The fashion is so like late 90s. or something, or I don't know.
It's like
really baggy jeans.
The whole Juggalo culture, it's like a big mishmash of just random, random parts of other like countercultures.
Yeah.
Together. But yeah, another way all the lyrics are like really violent, but then I find it confusing the way like they're all like all the Juggalos like at this the festival. What's the festival called? It's like they have it every year.
The documentary's about it. The Gathering.
Yeah. Like they're all basically gone like hippies. They're all like we're all family.
We're all family, but then they're like, "Are you on drugs?" Yes, I'm on PCP. They're like, "What the fuck?"
No, but like there even was that there's like all sorts of people. I don't know. It is fascinating. Like fair play to them. They're having a good time. Like just I think initially when I watched it, it just looked like every other music festival I've ever seen. Just really crusty. Because
yeah, it's very you could get very, away with that very uncool.
Yeah, you could get away with that in what are you talking about uncool? Who are you to say?
I'm the height of coolness. I'm here eating fucking magic stars.
Brandless.
Yeah.
Very. We could fill an error up with how just crusty it seems.
Yeah.
I said that a lot of different types of people just like all over the show.
Well, the most interesting one was that girl. He was.
I can't even figure out what the crack was with her.
Yeah. She was on drugs.
She said she's like, I'm just high on life.
Yeah. Do you know what she reminded me of? Yeah. She actually reminded me of Kyle.
Alright, so
did it just like there's parts where she was like,
individual pieces.
It's a big picture and we look at it's a big picture. Yeah. I was like, that is Kyle all over.
Kyle Mooney. That's it. I'm trying to think.
And they all drink
soft drink.
Yeah, soft drink called Faygo.
And they spray it.
And they spray it everywhere and they pour it all. Like, he'd be so sticky. Like, I remember back in the day, coming back from I think it might have been in second class, I'm not too sure. Coming back from a trip to the bog and having 7-Up poured over my head.
Really?
And I was like,
you stuck to the seat.
That was the thing. It was so warm and sticky. And I was like, oh, this is so... Like, you see those lads pouring that stuff all over.
Yeah.
Down their jocks. And, like, you'd be so fucking sticky. Oh, awful. What is enjoyable about that now? That's one, like...
All of the people, though.
Yeah.
They all seem to get on, like...
I know every one of them. Did they, don't they?
Yeah. All right.
That thing, I was... Look, is it actually... Is it a free thing?
It couldn't be free.
I don't know, because
they're all just so low and
it just doesn't see it. Just doesn't.
It would take away from it if it was. I wonder.
I'd like to think it's free.
Yeah,
it should be free.
All music should be free.
Yeah. No, I mean like it's that shit and gross. No.
Outside.
Oh yeah, sorry. My parents aren't gone, so you can say whatever you want. Like. Don't hold back.
Your parents aren't going to the gathering.
they're off the gathering.
That's what you
said. That'd be good. Kathy, they're here. We're all family.
Owen lives near a pub that remain nameless.
You can say it. It's the.
Yeah.
No scaries, no Dublin.
Owen lives above it. But no, basically, I wanted. Talk about is just I've seen them from time to time, but like the interesting clientele. Obviously the best one. What's Eddie describes a lad at Sarah.
I actually haven't seen him in a while, but there's one particular man who you see walking in and out. Well, walking's a
right. You just let him have the walking.
Okay, walking. He walks. He's a man of. I'd say vast stature. he's a big dude. Man. Yeah, he's a good eater. That's all I'll say. But I don't know who his stylist is, but I don't even know where he got it.
But he, like, apparently, I think, like, my dad said he used to be a sailor, but he has the smallest sailor hat I've ever seen on a human being. It's incredible. It's like a cartoon. Like, it's... Single, well, I don't
what
know
else is he wearing? Onesie.
He just goes for points and gets it.
No, he'd wear, like, fairly... Other than that, he'd wear, like, a windbreaker. I don't know if it actually is a normal sized hat, and then
he's real big.
He's just really big, but it's just like it looks very funny on his head.
Do you remember we were saying? Was it we were saying a while ago that maybe it was like you got the hat from like a one night stand from a sailor because they're related to Disney.
Yeah, like in fucking the Snapper.
That like to Disney, like when they're in, they pull into port for like the night. Like if you get one of them, you get their hat.
That's very possible.
Like, that's what happened with him. Have you ever been in there?
I have not.
Collins did probably just like, yeah, that's great.
I remember shouting something in the door as a bet when I was with the end of years ago.
Last week.
Yeah, last week. Yeah, as a bet. There was a lot of money on that bet.
Rowan was canvassing for Labour that time, last election. But Labour TD is canvassing for it was that was his local, and Ron said they went drinking there afterwards, and I was like, what? Been drinking in this controversial pub?
Yeah.
And he was like, it's like, yeah, no, it's a bit dingy, alright. Working in Costcutters. Can we name Costcutters, or we just say the shop you work in?
You can call it Costcutters. It's actually, I don't know what the fuck it is. It's, I don't know if it's a Costcutter, well, Pricecutter, or Landis.
We could
something.
Be talking about any Costcutters. How many is there? Two.
There's not, it's big enough, Jim.
There's two.
It's two.
Still haven't gone to the C&T's in Marina.
The scene, where?
There's supposed to be a C&T's in Marina.
Marina?
Yeah. It always says the sign is said for years, it says like Scaries, Swords and Merino. Now, is it in Swords and called something else? Because I've never heard of a C&T's in Swords.
No, I've never. Are you thinking there's JC's?
There's a JC's, yeah, that's what people are like. Ah, it's probably JC's. Like, no way they have JC's. Stuff's very fresh. That's what my mum used to always say with JC's, and she's right, the stuff is
fresh. It is.
I love all the brand stuff in there. JC's Coke.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I remember when I was younger being fascinated. It was the first time I saw a shop with its own brand stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucking...
They should do it everywhere.
That's like, enterprising.
But anyway, yeah, working in the shop.
You already told me this extended story about some biker lad. Yeah, who had something to do with the credit union as well.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. there's this man, and he comes down quite regularly, and you'd never see him during the day, and he'd come down like at around, he always come down around 9:45, like just before we close. Yeah.
What's he look like?
He wears a lot of leather. There's the denim lad, and then there's the leather lad. No, but he looks like
a biker.
He looks like.
I thought I had some story of him riding Harley Davidson somewhere.
He looks like Indiana Jones if instead of being played by Harrison Ford, Rodney Dangerfield. That's what he kind of looks. Comes in, hey yo! But
I'm too Jewish for this place.
Yeah, I ain't got no respect.
Geisen.
Yeah.
I love that all the Jewish words that are in like. Jewish English lexicon.
Yeah, yeah,
mean
yeah.
Stuff.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
Jewish slang.
Like schmuck is
schmuck.
A
yeah,
popular
it's good.
One. So I thought no. So there was, I thought there'd be something mad, more to do with that lad.
But anyway, no. Yeah, there's
he ate a whole block of cheese in front of you. Or something. Imagine doing that.
But took ages. Like I'm nearly done. But anyway, yeah, he looks kind of like Indiana Jones. But
With
a few more LBs on him. Yeah.
I thought, if you feel you tell me a story about him.
Yeah, a book. Right.
Oh, yeah, he's writing a book.
Yeah.
He's trying to get published.
That's the thing. I have connections over in the credit union.
Yeah, I know that.
And there's an apparent story about him trying to go over and get whatever. He's like, he's a writer, and he's told me he's a writer.
Sure, all fucking writers.
Yeah, that's great.
He sounds like he'd be good on a podcast service, that is.
Yeah, but he went over to the credit union looking for a loan for his book to be published, and through my connection he went in and he said he gave him a copy, because obviously you have to give evidence of what you're going with a loan for, and he gave him a copy, and they were like, he insisted on them reading it and like giving, basically he was looking for a loan and a review.
Yeah, it was good.
Like on the back cover, it's like, whatever, great read, fucking very like inspiring stuff, The Times, or like, I mean, like, yeah, it was grand, Janine,
fucking
credit union, scary. But anyway, whatever, he's looking for a review, and this person through this connection had read it and said it faded in from a plot to just from a storyline. To like a memoir. It was just like he went on with his big political fucking rants. The title of the book was Bankula, and it's about a man. It was nothing to do with Dracula, and it's about this man, and he was and through this connection I have, he said if you could picture a person, if it was ever adapted to a film, it would be played by Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Just driving. Basically, the plot is, it's about this man driving on a really big motorcycle across non-specific countryside and having random sexual conquests and just involving himself in political dealings.
And at the same time.
But that's the thing. But it didn't really have a plot. It was just kind of, it'd fade in and out to like, they're going a big political rant about the state of the country.
It was more like a free-flowing road movie, kind of.
Yeah.
So the whole having political dealings and having sex with people along the way, that was all tied in.
Yeah. Well, yeah, not very tied in very neatly, but tied in.
And so he didn't get the loan.
Oh, we got the loan. No, I don't think we got the loan. No. But,
Sure, I'd say to him, I'd be like, put that shit in the internet, man.
Yeah, I know.
50
yeah.
Shades of Grey. That's how that got.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, get that on.
I think it's we're not gonna.
So yeah, no. Look out for Bankula. It's gonna be out on fucking.
Why was
what
he called?
The name of the books that were published?
What?
Like our books, our school books.
Edco.
Yeah.
Sunny Street.
Yeah. Fucking Sunny Street. Bankula.
Was I saying this to you a while ago? You know, our English readers, when we started school, were, you know, the talking animals?
Yeah.
You had, the main one was Huggy Bear.
Yeah.
Now, you had Huggy Bear and, like, Patsy Panda and
Danny Dinosaur,
which is a bit of a leap from, like, two bears, like.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But what I was wondering, like, was Huggy Bear, was the guy who had the English reader, was he... Did he just like name him after
Starsky and Hutch?
The Starsky and Hutch character, who's a pimp, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Short answer, yeah.
Yeah, like, because it is
long
a good
answer. Yeah.
It is a good name for a child's bear character.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
Huggy Bear.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that the guy took it from Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah.
For the crack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like junior infants kids don't have a fucking clue.
No, they haven't. They haven't a fucking notion. They're fucking ignorant.
Do you remember when we were in school that like they used to have, we're in the junior school, they used to have like big teddies of Huggy Bear and Patsy Panda.
Yeah.
In the
I remember
having it off.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I don't know what. Now I remember I drew a picture of Huggy Bear and I was so delighted with it. I traced over it so I could have two copies of it. This is back in like junior infants. I was like, why? You've won. Like, I'll do two. It was basically an old school version of backing up.
I know. Maybe you had some revelation and you were like, fucking gonna mass produce this shit.
Yeah, yeah. I thought I was the new fucking
Don Connery.
Yeah.
Do you remember when he was in the school?
It was basically.
But no, what I was saying about, I keep getting back to this. The Huggy Bear and Patsy Banda teddies. Do you not remember them like visiting classrooms?
Yeah.
And it was like
celebrities.
Yeah, but it was a bit like, it was a little weird, like, because they couldn't talk or anything, and it's like, like, you know, and I think we used to pretend they were like real, like, and like, yeah, it was,
they were real.
I think if
they used to put people inside them.
No, but the teachers used to have a bit of crack, like, with them, going, "Oh, yeah, what's he saying?" And like, saying he's happy to be here and to shake your hand and. Yeah, no, but
we're all into it.
I was into it, but looking back, it's like, that's mad. Could you do that now? It's just like, oh, look, it's fucking T-Rex from Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
I know the toy of it. It's just like, rrr.
Oh, yeah, don't mind that fucking Bonnie Bear explodes.
Does he wear...
he's all those
big jumpers.
Wholesome kind of...
clothes.
Real snuggly clothes.
I just always imagine him... living in like a log cabin or something.
I think he does. I think I saw an interview with him talking about recording his what first
song. Fucking sell it.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, yeah, there's American folk people living in cabins.
Yeah.
Recording their albums and their gaffs.
Yeah. Luring deer in and just like recording, scrubbing them really hard.
What's the best thing that's been said to you?
Well, just talking about all the owls and like how they love it when you say you're bird. You steal stuff for you. They go out for it. They just love it.
Charming them.
Yeah.
No end.
They will.
Does that not like give you a pound and go get yourself a fizzy bitter?
I'm like, bitch, I can get any finny mineral I want, a finny fizzy mineral I want. I fucking
love. Here's a pound and it's like an old English. No, it's an Irish punt. Do you know other cost cutters anecdotes where there was like a lizard in the red lemonade?
The lads were locked at the back.
the other day.
It was a panic room type situation.
Oh no, I like the owl lads going, oh, Jesus, it's like,
oh yeah, like they come in, they like, well, it could be vaguely political kind of talk, or like, could have been like,
it could be anything.
Just, oh, I don't envy you young people, these, and I'll be like, oh fucking Jesus, stop. Like literally like a 10 minute conversation of just,
and then you just embrace at the end of it.
Yeah, over the counter.
Yeah.
You hear a big ding and it's not the fucking tail.
So what's the best club night you've been to? That you've also been invited to on Facebook.
Oh yeah, that was the thing I wanted to start doing.
What?
As we remember, no, do you remember? we were talking about doing like a Morgan Spurlock type thing, and actually going to every event
you've been invited to
on Facebook and documented.
Yeah.
Just you over the 30 day.
I think 30 days is the bill. It's a lot of events.
Yeah. And just being in bits at the end and just being like,
and on people's birthdays you have to send them a card.
Yeah. And just being at the end like the message has to be like, here, don't set up a club night unless you know it's going to be fucking brilliant, and don't invite people just randomly.
I like saying happy birthday. On Facebook I like when people say happy birthday and then they like what they said. Yeah. I feel like even a comic going like, oh no, you didn't have to like it, just Facebook just told me it was your birthday. I didn't have a fucking clue otherwise. Just said happy birthday to you.
Yeah. That's my underwear, it's off.
I just go.
That's Ross's what the fuck are those things girls have in their girder?
Girders, yeah.
Okay, this is the segment of the that's the indicate the start of the segment of
have segments.
Yeah, we're talking about here that. Is a segment where I'm going to interview Ross. I'm going to ask him a bunch of questions.
Just say music. Interview. That's staying.
So I'm joined here. I'm joined here with Run Sharanan.
Hey,
he is. May I call you Rummy?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a series of questions for you here. So, first question off the bat, where do you get off? And also, just kind of, how dare you?
Well, kind of like, I like to get off within a revolving door, within one of the like compartments of the revolving door.
Okay.
And generally, if it's in...
Yeah, shut up. Pepsi or Coke?
It's in Bray. Pepsi or Coke?
Pepsi or Coke or OAPs. OAPs is old age pension.
I know.
I'm saying for the people that are listening that don't really understand acronyms.
That only hang around the young people.
Yeah.
What? I thought we were going to tie SARS into that question because SARS would definitely be.
Okay, I'll rephrase it then. I'll rephrase it in just changing the fucking question. Pepsi or Coke or SARS?
I suppose OAPs is the better ring to it. What is SARS?
Move on, anyway.
Yeah, Coke.
Do children's education matters?
Does that mean the actual education? Like,
see, it's funny because
I don't.
I said, do children's education matters? It's completely grammatically incorrect.
Yeah, I gotta edit that one. I don't like it. That was just me doing.
Oh, was that a lad laughing?
No,
really far away.
That was just a reference to Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park when he's like being real annoying in the camera. He's like, "Hello, hello, John."
Oh yeah. Question here. It says, "How many times?"
I've never met Richard Harris.
What? Are electric heaters? What they big themselves up to be, or are they just full of hot air?
Electric heaters. I thought you said healers. I thought it was like it's like a spiritual healer.
Oh, okay.
Are they just full of hot air? Electric heaters.
Is it okay to say till death do us part and lean in for the shift when you're taking out a loan from the bank?
I can't answer any of these.
Judging by my facial features, would you be willing to date my mom? If yes, would you be willing to fight my dad for her honour?
Yeah,
okay.
Just like, well, what more do you want me to say?
No, I'll sort that out.
He just like banged down here.
I'll get my mum to knit a wrestling ring in the back. That'll pep you in the morning. That's just a sting we can put in. So that's the end of the segment we like to call interviews. That's one thing I never asked you about. How was your overall full experience? Because everyone has seen the video.
Of what?
Of you going to Funderland.
Oh, you mean that specific experience?
Yeah. Well, no, just the whole overall experience. I've personally never been to Funderland.
I was there.
I don't know what
it's I was like. There during a transition year.
Right.
And I got on like two rides and I got really sick.
Yeah. Did you call Huey, did you?
Huey,
yeah. Did you ever hear that expression for getting sick?
No, I was like,
Huey. that's a George Shields.
I was like,
come on, George Shields.
I thought Huey was one of the caretakers or something.
No, you can't call Huey. Here you go. Did you get sick?
Oh, I got sick, but I just couldn't go on anything else. I didn't even get to go on the fun house,
Mom.
Lied.
She sits down. Right, anyway, it starts her own podcast. Mom?
Yeah?
Mayor?
No, I won't. And yes, you can. Hello, how are you? Happy New Year to you.
It's. Yeah, you can sit. We're still alive. I've been here all for Christmas. I don't know.
You've been here all Christmas and I never knew. I never fed you, sorry.
It's okay.
It's not a trick bed. You can sit down. It's alright.
No,
I was
just
down
on my friend. You told me it was a trick bed.
I thought you were going to creep me out of it if you came in.
I promise I won't. Yes, you want me for something?
Here are you.
Oh, don't tell me.
No, it's not off with you. It's on. Yeah, no, it is on, but just act natural, man. You have to do a sign off first. We've been sitting here trying to think of a sign off.
Yeah, because we're nearly finished.
We're making a podcast, but we're calling it a pubcast, and we just need a sign off.
You're not in a pub.
What? What the fuck is that? No, pup.
Oh, pup. I thought you said pub.
No. I was like, what? But no, go on. There's something.
What do you think of pups?
Like, give us one of your old sayings, like, if I be your phone, God bless your phone. Something like that.
You're very funny. What's that old one? May the road rise up to meet you. And what's the rest of that? I don't know.
I think that's it.
What does that mean? May the road rise up to meet you.
Yeah, there is a
song. No, go on, give it one of Granny's ones.
If I be your fun, God bless your fun.
Yeah.
Shlánagas bamas.
Thanks, Gabby.
Thanks, man. That was all scripted.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of the.
I need a plea. He works in Blue now.
Who you bear?
No, Andy Warhol.
Oh, okay.
he's apparently the new chef, which I wouldn't do it because he's a bit of a fucking crusty.
Yeah, yeah.
He's always real pasty.
You'd be there. Sorry, there's a wig in my.
it's like six cans of Campbell's soup.
Yeah, exactly. Soup, yeah, as a dish. That's the only thing.